sort of, you know, what teams try to do to confuse or recruit that? What are some of the things, just the obvious things that you expect them to try to do to coach up?
Yeah, I think, you know, anytime you're going against a young quarterback or you're coaching up a young quarterback, what you really have to emphasize with him is, look, they're gonna hold looks for as long as they can. And at the snap of the ball is really when you have to identify what's going on, what you're seeing. So it's all about talking to him about, look, what they're showing you pre-snap doesn't actually mean what's going to happen after the ball is snapped. You got to be locked into that. It comes from film study, and then it comes from within the game, seeing what the plan is as you go through the game and getting them up to speed on that in between series. But really, the snap of the ball identification is huge.
Did you see him even, I guess, learning play-to-play, quarter-to-quarter?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, what was really good, I thought, in Cincinnati was his communication in between series. You know, a lot of it was he was doing a good job of explaining what he was seeing and why he was making the decisions he was making. And I think as long as we continue to have that, you know, communication, those open lines going in between series, I'll know what he's thinking. We can kind of help him along as we get through the games. I thought he did a really good job with that.
Sean, last week you guys always seen me. You had a rookie who was making this debut as a starter. You had a lot of injuries in a short week. But being a secondary receiver, someone to complement Hopkins or maybe just take some coverage away from him, is that an immediate goal for you guys to try and find some way to do that?
Yeah, I think all the time you're looking to, you know, have a situation where the quarterback can distribute the ball around and, you know, spread it out. And I think that's always the goal of an offense. You know, so we go through our progressions, we go through our reads, we take the ball where the read takes us. You know, we try to stay true to that as much as we can, within also understanding matchups. And I think that's a weekly deal, and whoever we got out there is who and what we're going to make work.
Sean, give me examples of just how you've seen Deshaun be calm in some big moments. I know it's only been 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know, personally, it was, I think, pregame, you know, when you're talking to him. And you know, it could have been, you know, a conversation with him about scheme or just in general. And, I mean, like I said, he's able to really just communicate with you just what he's thinking, you know, what he expects from a defense based on what we've told him going into it, how he feels he would react to certain plays. You know, there's a lot of calm communication coming from the guy. And it was both pregame and, like I said, more importantly and more probably impressive was in between series as the game's going on, whether it was a good series or not. He was able to come over and explain what he saw, what happened, and you know, be able to look at the pictures and kind of get it right and come up with the solutions when there were problems, you know, moving forward. So I thought those were some examples of him just being calm all the way through.
Is that something you usually see from a rookie?
No, I mean, you know, I think every rookie's got his own personality. I would say this based on what this guy's, you know, how he's acted in this, you know, since he's shown up here after the draft, you know, until now, it didn't shock me. You know, and he's been on huge stages, as we know. I mean, he's been in the biggest situations that you could be in as a college player, which obviously has prepared him. So it didn't shock me, but it's been impressive to me since the time he got here.
Sean, it's obviously a work in progress with Deshaun, but, you know, Bill mentioned he'd like for the yards per attempt to eventually get over 5. Is that just going to take time for him to be able to, you know, have time in the pocket, go through his progressions, and open up that passing game even more?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I think you try to – you help a young quarterback at times by getting the ball out of his hand quickly with different schemes. You know, you do some of that, so that's part of it. And then I think, you know, also having the confidence and, you know, what we talked about him being calm and being able to stand in there and see the field, see the coverage and let it play out and push the ball down the field. I think that happens with time, and it'll continue to grow and get better as we keep going.
Sean, we asked Bill about the extra time in between a Thursday game and a Sunday game. We have 10 days as opposed to 6. Specifically with a case like Deshaun, on a micro level, what does that extra time do for you to help get him ready for a game, especially now being a second start?
Yeah, I think for us as coaches, it's invaluable. I mean, and I would say just probably if you just took the one aspect of it and talked about film study and the extra time you have to really watch the film and pore over it, you know, with the extra day before these guys get in here, it allows you to look at your plan, you know, kind of go back, rewatch the film again, look at the plan again, you know, apply it to your players, which you do on a weekly basis, you know, anyway. But to have the extra time to do it, I think really allows you to have a hammered out plan when the guy walks in here every day that you feel good about, you feel confident about, and presenting it to him, I think that shows up and those guys understand that.
Allow you to put like an extra tape in of, say, New England, or an extra tape of maybe from training camp or something that you wouldn't normally have the time to.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some of it, you know, with the time constraints, you present those tapes or you prepare those tapes, but you ask those guys to do some of that on their own, you know, because you're just not going to have the ability to meet with them every second. When you get that time, you know, it's now you're going to be able to really see as much as you can or all of it, you know, all the tape, whereas before you have to pick and choose your points of emphasis at times because of the time constraints. This gives you more time, so you're able to spend more time with the players, which is, like I said, it's great for us.